2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 17 says, if anyone is in Christ, is a new creation. The old has passed away and the new has come. Hello everyone. Welcome to Walk the Talk podcast. My name is Israel and it is such a delight and an honor to be sharing the podcast with you today. I'm not alone. I'm with a special friend, very special. Friend, why don't you talk about yourself?
My name is Daniel Adaun, and I have the opportunity and the awesome privilege to host a YouTube channel called Journey with Daniel Adaun. And it's an honor to be with you, Israel, today. Thank you so much for the invite.
Oh, it's such an honor. You're a very busy man. Thank you so much for your time today.
You're welcome. I'm glad to be here. I know that we've talked about this for a while, but I bless the Lord that he has finally come and we can be able to sit together and share the word with many other people listening out there.
Amen. So I think by now you already know, we began a series on Walk the Talk about identity. And last time I sat with Trevor, we unpacked identity, the meaning according to his perspective. And we say that, I like the definition he used. He said that identity is how you view yourself. Before someone says you're brown, yeah, what do you think you are?
Yeah.
Do you feel you're brown or... it's just something that others are trying to impose on you.
Yeah.
And briefly, what is identity to you? How would you define it?
I think for me, I would not defy a lot what he shared. I think for me, it's really how you are able to see yourself in the characteristics or the personality, the characters that you possess in yourself.
Mm.
That when you stand before people, or when you, even in your own closet, you know that this is who I am. You know, I've had people that have actually said, well, this person say this, this person say the other.
Mm.
If you have worked with that person, you're able to say, well, I know him. That is not him. That is not him, because you at least have some things you know about their character.
Mm.
You know that they can say this word or they cannot say that one.
Mm.
Yeah. So I think it's really the ability to be able to leave the you out and be content with who you are and be able to know what really or who be able to know really who you are. That's what I would say.
Thank you so much. I'll note that. But also, today the title of our episode is deeply rooted.
Yeah.
And we want to unpack this in the context of the Bible. What does the Bible say about our identity?
Yeah.
And where does it come from? How can we be secure in who we are according to the passages of the scriptures?
Yeah.
And, earlier we were talking and you said, it begins in Genesis.
Yeah.
Could you shed more light on that?
Yeah, you see, God, when we talk about identity, takes us back to Genesis chapter 1, verse 27, where actually God says, where he said in verse 27, says, so God created mankind in his own image, in his own identity, in his image of God, he created them male and female.
Mm.
Where they created. So it starts from there.
Mm.
Your identity, Israel, my identity is found in the original context of what God's mandate, what God's purpose was. We were created in his image. And so for you to live your life in the fullness, you come from that part of knowing, what did God create me for?
Mm.
What was the purpose of the one who created me? So we can only live our lives with the full identity when we are rooted onto the one who created us for something. Because if you do not live your life unto the manuscripts of the one who created you for, then whose now are you living it up from?
Yeah.
That's why we are in an identity crisis season. We are in a season where people are trying to create the way they want to live, bypassing what God actually meant and what God's intention actually were, which is a wrong thing. And so it all starts in Genesis. Genesis actually 1:27. And in his image, in the identity of God, we were created. Now, so for us to continue unpacking about identity and everything, we go back to, we begin from verse chapter 1 of verse 27. And when we begin to go ahead and talk about what the word of God says about us in light of what we go through. Yeah.
Well, thank you. I like the scripture. So God created man in his own image, and in the image of God, he created them, male and female, he created them. So friends, society doesn't define who we are. You know, these days, I'll be very brief on this and I won't go into detail, but these days, people just wake up and it's like they're trying to determine what God already determined in Genesis. And I want to say Facebook or social media doesn't determine who we are. It doesn't give us our identity. Our identity, like Mr. Daona said, that it is rooted in what God created us to do back in the book of Genesis. And Genesis chapter 3 portrays the fall of man. And now man falls from God's original blueprint.
Yeah.
Chaos, and they are being chased out of the garden. And this kind of distorted what God wanted for man.
Yeah.
But I also I like what John chapter 1, verse 11 to 12, what it says. It says he came to his own, but his own people did not receive him.
Wow.
But all who did receive him, who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God, who were born not of blood, or of the will of the flesh, not of the will of man, but of God. So friends, you and I were reconciled back to God from our sins, from our trespasses, and where we had fallen.
Israel, just listening through that and reading through that scripture, you know, it's just fascinating.
Mm.
Jesus came to his own.
And his own
did not recognize him, did not receive him. Now, in Jesus, he knew he was. It's like you going away from your family. And for a while, and then you take a while, and then you come back home.
Mm.
And then the people begin to look at you like you just came from another planet. That's what I would say that verse 11, that he came to his own and his own did not receive him.
Mm.
And then now he goes ahead to do what he did so that they could receive him in their context of how God created. So that verse 12 actually says, yet to all who did receive him, to those who believed in his name. So for them to get back to the original context, they had to believe in him. They had to receive him. And what was that going to lead us to? It was going to take us back to Genesis 1, chapter 27, because now he says he gave them the right to be called the children of God. Wow. So we get back. Jesus comes back, take us back to Genesis so that now we begin to live our lives. And by the way, Israel, in the whole Bible, identity in Christ appears 160 times in the Bible.
Wow.
So that means because of the continuous repetitions of the word identity and identity, it means that it's something very important to God. And so when we talk about where we are living, where there's identity crisis, it gives you to a place that it breaks the heart of God, that people have decided to live their life out of the original manuscripts of God and his instation. And I believe that's why God has called you to bring so that people today and the many other people that are listening, and please refer this to and this podcast to any other people that you know that could be struggling with identity so that they can recognize the original intention of what God created them for, so that they don't live a life of another person, but live the life that God has created them to live. Yeah.
Amen. As a child, during your years, first years of Christianity, you've just given your life to Christ. Are there moments you suffered with the issue of identity? Maybe failing to accept who God created you to be?
Wow, Israel. Many times. First of all, I am Daniel again is my name for those that have just joined and not tuned in. I was number 16, last born out of 16 children.
Mm.
And these were all one father and one mother. So all the mothers out there, well, I blessed my dad, but my mom is my hero, has been. She's in heaven now and she'll always be my hero because, if she had stopped in number 4, I would have not come.
Yeah.
So I'm glad that she stopped in number 16 and even gave me the name Adaun. Adaun means actually finished. But back to what you asked is, are there areas in my life that I've struggled with identity very many times? I struggle, first of all, living in that home where I was not getting all what I would expect from a father.
Mm.
I would not get all what I would expect from the family. So at the end of it all, I tried to find my identity by trying to look for through other people, but also trying to emulate other things. That I even changed names, wanted to change my name to a certain military man. Okay, he was a captain, because I felt, okay, let me be identified by this man. And and so I did that along the way. And I was saved. I was in church. But I struggled to actually find who I was and what God had really meant, created me for. But in that same process, I remember when I joined my secondary school, I began to, before joining my, in my primary seven, I just wanted to, I loved to watch many Chinese movies.
Mm.
And so I started to do martial art. I decided to do kung fu, karate, taekwondo, kickboxing. And for some reason, you know, there's a way Israel, the world can give you a bit of some feeling that you've gotten it up.
Yeah.
So I had some reasons began to feel that I was now good. I am very good with my right leg in terms of kickboxing and karate,
mm-hmm.
and kung fu a bit. So I can keep it up even for 35 to 45 minutes, just dancing it on top there. So I felt, yeah, I won some games in Kumi. I won some games in Mbale. And I remember in one of my last games, and I remember the Lord just telling me, it was in Mbale Municipal Stadium, and I remember the Lord telling me, that's not what I called you for. I have a bigger purpose for you. And it just dawned on me, and I realized that I was living a different life that wasn't called for. And I began to go back to the Word, and began to go to the Word, and began to just unpack that what God's purpose was for my life.
Mm.
And when I discovered that Israel, my whole perspective of my life changed, because there's something beautiful when we go back to live the life you were created for,
mm.
not what you would want to be, but just really that the Lord created you for. So I did struggle, and it, of course, it affected me. I got in some bad pressure, and today Israel, many other young people are in bad groups, and not because they wanted to, but because they wanted to find a belonging.
Yeah,
people
yeah.
are using substance abuse, people are using mm. drugs, not because they know that drugs are dangerous, but they wanted to find a sense of, where do I belong?
Mm.
Which people can welcome me? How am I, will they welcome me? Will I be there bad day? So, and the process, you do not know that they are leading you to the grave. And of mm. course, God rebukes us through again in the scripture in Rome, in Corinthians, says bad company corrupts good moral.
Mm.
So at the end of it all, you need to be careful that no matter this current situation where I am, I need to go back to the original context of who Christ, and that is found when you root yourself in the Word of God. Yeah.
Well, thank you so much. It's found when we root ourselves in scripture, and root ourselves to what God intended us to do.
Yeah.
So let me ask, I know you kind of spoke about this when you were speaking earlier, but are there moments as a Christian, right, like right now, currently, when you find yourself maybe comparing yourself to someone else?
From the time I began to critically look at myself, in the eyes of God, not in my own eyes,
mm.
I began to value and appreciate who I am.
Mm.
And I don't need to talk like someone else to be mm. appreciated.
Mm.
I don't need to walk like someone. By the way, those days I would look like Bruce Lee. I would walk like a certain way because that's what I felt. But now I don't care what people think. What I am concerned is what God thinks about me.
Mm.
Now, I am not saying that in a way that I'm going to live my life in a very immoral, in a wrong way, because I don't care what people say. What I mean here is I'm not paying attention to how people view me.
Mm.
I find my viewpoint in the Word of God, and that has greatly helped me. And so I have people that I desire.
Mm.
I have people that I desire in ministry. I have people that I desire how they serve the Lord, but I don't love to do things their way.
Mm.
I want to learn from them. I want to listen to the Word, how they apply, how they teach, how they bring out things, but I want to tailor it to me as a Daun. How does a Daun deliver this? And that way, I am able not to be under pressure to say, okay, let me. One of my sons, Danny is a very good footballer, and so one day he scored a goal, and I saw him run to the corner, and he began to do something like the way Ronaldo does, and
mm.
jump off and bend on the other side, and I was like, ooh, wow, the pastor's son does not know his identity, and so I remember one evening we go home, and I just didn't correct that moment, so we go home, and I'm like, hey son, wow, that was good, you did a very good job. They went by the that time they're qualifying to go to the nationals, and so you did so well. What is the feeling of the jumping the way you did? And it's just really fun the way Ronaldo does it. I said, because he really scored a very good header. Even me, I was like, I didn't know that is coming from my family. But after helping him realize that, you see, if you live your life, Ronaldo is living his life.
Mm.
If you live your life, if you allow your life to be lived on the yardstick, on a standard of Ronaldo, mm-hmm. someone else, that mm-hmm. you're going to fail.
Mm-hmm.
Because that person has weaknesses that you do not know. Mm-hmm. You do not be deceived by the media, what the media portrays and how they picture it. But you don't know what other struggles does he actually do. But what if you lived your life? I said, don't even live my life as your father, but mm-hmm. be able to live your life. Learn from me, but allow God to inculcate the you that mm-hmm. he needs and created you to be mm-hmm. and created before. So he was a very good eye-opening. I never saw him jump again. He now has his own way of dancing when he scores a goal. And I'm like, wow, this is actually beautiful. So getting back to the real thing, the other part, you see, the struggles that today you will walk in the streets of Kampala
mm.
and you will be in the streets of maybe in Nairobi or another, where you're reaching this, watching this from, listening this from right now. You can be in a place. Now, you walk in Kampala and you find that there's a person dressing like in Manhattan Street in the US, and yet they're with you in the village or the community here. And then you wonder, okay, and even the way they put their cape, the way they put, then you later on, if yes, realize that it is because of a certain music that was actually certain video that what people actually were doing. So they want to associate themselves. Now, all of that. So when I see someone like that, my heart bleeds and I'm like, I wish they knew that they're living a life of someone else, not the life that God intended them to actually be. But probably also the other thing is, as we talk about rooted in our identity being rooted in Christ, is there certain things that actually make us to fail to be rooted find our identity in? And I think probably that's what I would want probably divert a little bit, is what are some of the things, Israel, that has made many people or many young people to try and live another life?
Well, this is getting interesting. Dear friends, thank you so much for listening to Walk the Talk podcast with Israel Ronald. I'm with Mr. Dawn Daniel. He also hosts a YouTube channel. You could check it out. I will put his details in the bio. We'll catch him in the next episode of Walk the Talk. Thank you so much for your time. God bless you.
Thank you for tuning in to this episode of Walk the Talk with Israel Ronald. Don't forget to hit that subscribe button on your favorite podcast platform. Together, let's continue to explore, grow, and make a difference. See you next time. Again, kindly subscribe to this YouTube channel.